Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. No one is going to discuss the ultimate cause of all this, which is, how is it that these deranged people, like Stephen Paddock in Las Vegas, how is it that they are able to cogently amass such weapons of mass destruction? Now, these are truly weapons of mass destruction. They kill a lot of people very quickly. Something modern man has gotten really good at, taking life, killing an awful lot. So the first thing that we ought to notice is, where did it occur and on what day? Now, by my count, Las Vegas, Sunday. Texas, Sunday. Las Vegas, captive crowd that couldn't get away. Easy pickings, shooting fish in a barrel, if you will. I'm trying to be insensitive to the dead. New Braunfels, Texas. By the by, you know what New Braunfels is famous for? It's a suburb, basically, a small town outside of New Braunfels. New Braunfels is famous for the Schlitterbahn. There's a water park there. I've never been, but I know plenty of people who have. Continuing, the church in Texas, First Baptist Church of Sutherland Springs. The church in Texas, captive, crowd, unable, incapable of escape, again, not trying to be insensitive, shooting fish in a barrel. Both on a Sunday. Now, again, the usual suspects are not going to want to say anything about the coincidence that these last two mass murders occurred on a Sunday. And this particular maniac, here's a headline from the Daily Mail. There's two stories that they have. Exclusive. Creepy, crazy, and weird. Former classmates say Texas gunman was an outcast who preached his atheism online before killing 26 in the state's worst ever mass shooting. Devin Patrick Kelly walked into the First Baptist Church of Sutherland Springs, dressed in full combat gear, and began shooting. According to local law enforcement sources, the Texas shooter who mercilessly shot dead 26 people and injured 24 others was an outcast who preached his atheism online. Former classmates say Devin Patrick Kelly, 26, who stormed First Baptist Church of Sutherland Springs in Texas and opened fire on Sunday, was creepy, crazy, and weird. Patrick Boyce, who attended New Braunfels High School with the killer, told the DailyMail.com, quote, "He had a kid or two, fairly normal, but kind of quiet and lately seemed depressed. He was the first atheist I met. He went Air Force after high school, got discharged, but I don't know why." Well, he was dishonorably discharged because he was beating his wife. And they dishonorably discharged him and kicked him out of the Air Force. "I was just shocked to hear the news. Still have a quiet process how he could have done that." Nina Rose Nava, who went to high school with the gunman, wrote on Facebook, quote, "In complete shock. I legit just deleted him off my FB, Facebook, because I couldn't stand his post. He was always talking about how people who believed in God were stupid and trying to preach his atheism. Close quote. Starting to get the message here, folks?